system. But we got to maintain it. Now, as to the issue that's on the ballot, let me explain exactly what that is. In 2014, the city, as total revenue, took in $2.1 million more than it was allowed to take in under the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, the cap. Well, how did that happen? It happened because in 2014, the city got a number of state grants to deal with fire and flood disasters that occurred in the previous couple of years. And that revenue has to be counted against your Tabor cap. And that those grants took us over the Tabor cap for 2014. So the question is, do we refund it to the voters at approximately $11 per household, or do we retain it? When we did some polling, the overwhelming number percentage of voters, I think 68-69%, said retain it. When we said, what do you want us to spend it on, given the amount of it, $2.1 million, we gave them like, you know, a dozen choices. Overwhelmingly, they said, let's fix trails that have been adversely impacted by floods and fires over the last several years.
I'm on board with that. I mean, you know, I'm not sneezing at $11, and I know that there are some people who'd prefer to have a check mailed out to them for that amount. For me, I look at it almost as a contribution, and I have no opposition